You know, some years ago, one of our parishioners, it was time to get school vouchers for the Catholic school system. They had two children in the school system. I knew the family pretty well. I hadn't seen them much around the campus or even at church on Sunday. And so in them coming to my office, normally what I do is I kind of look over their stewardship, look over their time and talent and their offering. And as I was looking over it, I didn't see much. Well, actually, I saw nothing. They didn't do a ministry, and they gave nothing to the church. And them coming in, you know, the first thing I think about is, you know, what's happening in their life? What's going on in their life that perhaps is keeping them away from church, keeping them away from giving? So I was very kind, very pastoral in my approach. And in her sitting down at my desk, I said, prior to you coming in, I said a prayer, and I was looking over, you know, what you give, and, well, you don't give much. And I said, well, okay, let me be honest. You give nothing. And a big tear came up in her face. And I continued, and I said, you know, and that's okay. That's okay, but I wonder, where are you at on Sunday? I said, you know, I have this issue. And the issue is that I can look around the church on Sunday and I know where all of you all sit. And I know if you're here or if you're not here. And, you know, that's kind of a burden that I carry, you know, with me. It's also a joy that I carry. And I said, you know, unless I'm wrong, I haven't seen you in your spot lately. Maybe you're going somewhere else to church. And you very well may be, and that's fine. And she said, Father, we don't go to church. And I said, that's okay. I said, you're here, though. You're sitting with me. You must see something in relationship to Jesus. You want your children to be a part of the school system. I have to trust that there's faith there. I said, you know, you don't give anything. You don't come to church. So let me just be quite frank and honest. Why do you want your kids to go to the Catholic schools? Why do you want them to receive a Catholic education? And at this point, she's a mess. She's crying. You know, I'm just treating her as gently as I can, and she said, because I believe in God. And I said, and so do I. And because I know that you believe in God, and you want what's best for your children, don't you? And she said, yes, I do. I said, then I'm going to give you a voucher, and I'm going to trust that you're going to give back to God. I'm going to trust that there's faith there in you. And you're going to give back to God for what God has given to you. And she left my office and she went out to her car and her eyes are all red and they're all puffy and her husband's sitting there waiting and he didn't think it was going to be that long. He's like, where have you been? And he looked at her and said, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Are our kids not going to school next year? Are they not going to be accepted in the Catholic school system? And she said, no, they are. But she said, I just realized, you and I do nothing for God. We don't give back to God what God has given to us. And she said, I just made a commitment, not to Father Carl, but to God. I made a commitment to God that we're going to start coming to church on Sunday, and we're going to start serving our church family. And she said, so I signed our kids up, our two boys up, for serving on Saturday evening. I signed up to be a lector, and you and I are going to stand at the door, and we're going to greet people as they come into our church, and we're going to welcome them. And he said, okay, we'll do that. You know, that couple was Angela and Eric Glahn. That couple, we know, they're usually here on Saturday night. That was their my Lord and my God moment. That was the moment in their life where they reached out and they touched the nail marks of Jesus. They put their hand in his side and they profess, "We believe in God." This Sunday, we are beginning our celebration of the ministries of our church. You saw all those ministries come into our church. Wasn't that beautiful? You know, just to see our own parishioners, you know, carrying the ministries that we carry. And if you would, I'd like you to go ahead and just take your stewardship pack out and open that up. Because I want to encourage us to take responsibility for our parish. Take responsibility for our parish by the giving of your time and your talent. We all have a gift. And the first gift we have been given is time. And I want to encourage you to give some time to God in this process. To give of your time to Jesus Christ. And we all have talents as well. And I want to encourage you to give a talent back to God for what God has given to you. In that packet, you're going to find the handbook guide for all of our ministries. It's a beautiful book. It's got some great pictures on the front of it. If you don't read the words, just look at the pictures. But I really do hope you'll read the words as well. You'll find all the list of our parish team there. You'll find a letter from myself that talks about family and children. There's nothing more important to any of us than family and children. We're all from a family. And we all know the value of children in our lives. After that, you'll find all the ministries of our church. And then you'll find all of our names and phone numbers there. I want to encourage you to take some time to prayerfully consider reading through and looking through our stewardship booklet. You'll also find in that booklet a pamphlet where you can become a part, an active part, of the ministry of our church. Now, if you're already a part of a ministry, thank you. But I want to address three groups, if I could, just quickly. The first group I want to address is for those of you who are new to our parish family. Those of you who are just joining us. I want to ask you to take a step and to become a member of our church by giving of your time and talent. Find something in that list that you can give back to God for what God has given to you. The second group that I want to address is for those of you who have been coming to church for a while, maybe 6 months, a year, maybe more, but you're not involved in any way in our parish family. I want to ask you to take a step. Take the next step and get involved. Even if it's promising that you'll pray, that's powerful. Just to pray is powerful. We cannot outgive God in what God has given to us. The third group that I want to address is for those of us who are involved already, who are disciples, who've taken a step, but go ahead and make that commitment. Make that renewal in this Easter time to being and to wanting to go deeper with Jesus. And maybe if you're a part of a ministry now, maybe you become static in a ministry. Maybe you become dry in that ministry. That's okay. Maybe it's time to pray about a new ministry and doing something different in the church. Easter is about renewal. As we come into church on Easter, we're sprinkled with water. It's about renewing our baptism. We renew your baptism by renewing your commitment to time and talent. And in so doing, step forward in faith. Take the next step. Go deeper with Jesus. Become a disciple with Him. Journey further into love with what Jesus Christ has done for us by shedding His life on the cross for you and I. I'm going to ask you, if you want to today, you can go ahead and sign up. You can drop that in the stewardship. But I want to ask you, if you're not ready to do that, take that with you this week and spend some time prayerfully asking God, what could I do? What could I do to give back, God? What could I do to give to the joy and to the love of the church? How can I help build the kingdom of God here on earth? You know, I'll close with asking you this question again. What is your "my Lord and my God" moment? What's that moment where you've touched the wounds of Jesus, and in so doing, touched His sacrifice and touched what He's given to us? What's that moment? Angela and Eric had their "my Lord and my God" moment. And because of that, they came to life. They came to life. You know, Angela is, she's a sacristan on Saturday evening. Eric does stand at the door now on Saturday night. He's a hospitality and a welcome minister. Their two children serve for us. Look what Jesus did for them. What could Jesus do for you? But we have to touch His wounds. We got to be willing to put ourselves out there in relationship to Him. And when we do, we will come to new life. My Lord and my God. Friends,